Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sort of saying that you've experienced hard times out there, so you know what the situation is like, and you know what it takes to get out of it.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's not just Seattle. It's been, Milwaukee, just the same. Like, you have the adversity that you go through, and the one idea that you always come back to is that you run the marathon and not, sprint. And, when you start building your habits, you see the habits, the things that you aren't doing the right way. Teams are taking advantage of, and you could change those habits. And as long as you got everybody, in it, and, when you're doing not so great, everybody's coming together as a team, then better times ahead. So never does it change, my mentality. I might look at the game and sometimes overanalyze it. You see some things that you initially question, we should have done this, we should have done that. But at the end of the day, you go back into the, practice or film sessions, and you keep an open mind. And, you do what you have to do physically as an individual and mentally to be prepared for the next one, because they come so fast, and you have opportunities to always change around what's happened. So, never do you get discouraged. If you do, then you've already lost. And the guys in the locker room are losers. Being a winner is just getting back up and, just figuring it out and trying to get it going again.
Ray, talk about the sense of urgency you obviously need to have, but balancing that with the reality that it's still pretty early in the season.
Yeah, one year in Milwaukee, we started out 3-9. And, there was panic because we expected to be good that year. And we got a weird schedule early. We were playing a lot of teams that got hot and played well throughout the year. It was just like a bad, sequence of events for us. And we knew we weren't a bad team. We just had to just keep, fighting through everything that we're going through and not get discouraged. And so, I think every night, you have to have a sense of urgency how you start games, and you can't get discouraged, and you got to keep forging through. And here we're in a unique situation because we're not a team that's been together as a group for such a long period of time. What's constant is the four guys in the starting five. So we just always got to make sure that we keep our sanity, one, and two, get better. And improve and make sure we bring along the guys that we have on the team so we can understand, because we're the ones who give the culture of what Boston Celtics basketball and the tradition is like here to the guys who haven't been here. So as long as we continue to do that, Bass will pick up on it. He'll understand it. And, you'll see that, in his personality, he gets better. So Keon, he has that in his personality, just to dive in, with everything he has. So, you have to have a sense of urgency, but at the same time, you got to understand this game is, we don't crown a champion tomorrow. We have to continue to build and get better, and it's all the small things. We like to see, the end result be a win, but, consistently we got to build on the small things.
I know you don't cry when you don't get the ball, but 7 shots last game, it's not a lot of shots. Do you think this team needs to set screens better for you? Or?
I don't know. It's hard to say if we need to set screens better. There's a combination of things happening. Teams are keying in on what I'm doing. If we're not getting stops, we're not running. It's just a sequence of events. But I do know that, offensively, when I'm not involved in it, it does, slow us down a little bit more. We don't get the ball moving around. And, it seems every time that I get open and Kevin's open, Rondo gets easier transitions to layup. Paul gets easier shots. So, that's why I work as hard as I work to get open, because I know what it does and how it affects the whole team offense.
You mentioned things improving. Last game there wasn't as much of a gap, but things like second chance points and points in the paint, fast break points. What was different about Monday's game compared to the last like two or three games before that, when there were bigger disparities in those?
I think that we started the game better, so we kept them from, you know, getting confidence early. You know, I think the games in the past, what we did do a good job of was attacking early in the game, taking what they wanted to do, what they did well out of play. You know, you get to the second quarter and a lot of things that they want to do are already in play and their confidence is up, and now we're trying to stop something they're doing. You know, they had good offensive players that, you know, if you put them in a situation, they're going to score for them. So, you know, defensively, what we always have to remember is who's out on the floor. And we have a game plan, but, you know, the ultimate objective is to keep those guys from being great.
You have been calling up in the military for 4 months. I really appreciate you for soldiers,
I'm always humbled. You know, anytime I'm in the soldier's presence, we always use going to war as an analogy when we play basketball games. And, you know, I tell guys all the time, truly, if I went to war, who really had my back when bullets start flying? We talk about that, you know, very consistently. Because here, if you mess up on the play, a guy scores on you. But if you mess up on the field of battle, you possibly lose your life or get somebody else killed. So, you know, I'm always humbled when I know that I'm around a soldier, because I know that's what they're dealing with. You know, it's life or death situations for them. And, you know, our freedoms here in this country and what we, you know, do on a daily basis are protected. And it's because they fight for us and they defend our freedoms. So, you know, you talk to any soldier I've talked to, any hospital I've gone to speak with wounded soldiers, all of them believe in the cause. And, you know, we always have to continue to support them because, you know, they're doing what they can so we can be free in our homes.